welcome to the second hour of the Peter Mac Show. My special guest with me today is Mark Lerner. We're discussing the Real ID Act. In the first hour, he's gone through really the history of how it came into being and the various the state agencies first agreeing to have a collective database, and then Homeland Security becoming involved, and really that the works were in the process well before 2001. Yeah, 2001, 9/11 and 2001, but that provided an emphasis for it. Now, Mark, you said just prior to the break, you said 70% of the people in this country are in support of the Real ID Act?
Right, and this is a result of two things. Number one, we all know about 9/11, and we understand there are people around the world that hate us, Islamic extremists, jihadists, whatever you want to call them. So a lot of Americans believe that these measures are needed without really understanding what the measures mean in order to protect us. But more importantly, number two, the reason such a large amount of people are supporting this is they simply don't understand the act itself.
Right.
Most lawmakers never read the act because it was passed in the middle of the night.
Right.
Most lawmakers didn't read the act. The public certainly doesn't understand what's in this act. Now, what the government has done in a very underhanded, deceitful way, and there's no other way to put this, you have to go back to what I originally said about the purpose behind all this is to get all people enrolled in an international biometric identification system. The Real ID Act, as important as it is, and I tell people it is the single most important piece of legislation right now that we must ensure never is implemented. It is much worse than the Patriot Act. But what the government has done is they understand there's a great deal of opposition from these groups. But the fact is these groups don't work together. They're not united. Therefore, they're not able to affect the change that we all need. What the government has done has, and most of your listeners are familiar with the term North American Union, otherwise known as SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Right.
And most of your listeners, I'm sure, are opposed to the North American Union or the creation thereof, which is basically an alliance between the United States, Canada, and Mexico to create what amounts to seamless borders, which is supposedly being done in the name of improving security and commerce.
Right.
Okay, we're not going to discuss that, but the point I'm trying to make is what people think they are, well, what people are opposed to is in fact already taking place. SPP right now is not law, North American Union, but what is and is the precursor of SPP has already passed and is law, and that's WHTI, which stands for the Western Hemisphere Trade Initiative. WHTI goes into effect this year, this fall. And what happens as a result of WHTI is people are going to be required to have biometric identification cards coming from countries, South America, other places, okay, even the Bahamas as far as that goes. But the point is, people are going to be required to have these biometric identification cards in order to be able to travel to the United States. Now, what the Department of Homeland Security is really doing is dressing a lot of boxes up in sheep's clothing. So what they're doing is, even though the Real ID Act itself doesn't go into effect until next year, the fact is, the Department of Homeland Security is moving forward on a number of fronts to collect biometric information, not just on citizens of the United States, but as Robert Mockney said, we are in the process of biometrifying a good portion of the world's population.
It's amazing. Well, we're due for another break here, as you can hear from the music, folks. We'll be back here in just a couple minutes. Stay with us.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, people, to the Peter Mac Show. Thanks for tuning in here to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This show, of course, is the show dedicated to the promotion of individual rights as exemplified in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And Mark and I here agree that the Real ID Act is a violation of the Constitution in a number of ways, certainly against the First, Fourth, and Tenth Amendments in the Bill of Rights. Mark, you were saying just before the break that the Department of Homeland Security is not going to just require this biometrifying of American citizens, but also citizens all over the world. And you read a quote to us some time ago in the first hour. This is really is as Orwellian as it gets, where you're talking about central databases being collected and overseen by the bureaucrats and governments across the planet, knowing just about everything you can know about an individual person, including his, as you were saying, his sexual and religious preferences, and who knows what other information they might choose to gather on a person and put in that database. And my concern amidst all this is also not just that they're collecting this information, but that bureaucrats, government officials, are just human beings like anybody else, and they could use that information for good or ill purposes. And we only have to go back, you know, half a century or more to Nazi Germany and see how they used information. I'm told that, for example, people information was gathered on citizens across the country in Germany, and they had produced their papers. And certain bureaucrats would use that information if somebody were involved in a divorce. If they were on one side or the other of a divorce, they would use certain information gathered on a person to sway the powers that be in terms of who should receive a favorable outcome in a divorce and stuff. And to think that our officials would be above that, I think, is extremely naive.
Well, what's happening is this. The federal government and the people, and please understand, not all legislators, whether they be, you know, senators, congressmen, whatever, are corrupt, bad people. Certainly there are some. Some don't take a step back, just like the American public doesn't take a step back, and look at all the programs, the bigger picture. For instance, most people now that discuss opposition to the Real ID Act do it within the framework of just discussing the Real ID Act. But as we talked about, you have programs like the SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership, WHTI, Western Hemisphere Trade Initiative. You have other programs, e-passport, and then you have things like TWIC, which is Transportation Workers Identification Credentials, which is also a biometric identification system where all people that have business on ports, whether you work on the port as somebody who unloads ships or you're simply a truck driver that drives onto the ports to get things, that the containers that come off ships, you are required to have biometric identification. Mm. So what they've really done is they've instituted just a number of programs, both inherent to the United States itself, just programs that will be operated within our country, as well as programs that are going to be implemented that affect all countries, in order to be able to access and gain and create these databases with biometric information. Now, I bring one other thing to the argument. Not only do I talk about the bigger picture, not just the Real ID Act, as important as it is, I feel that too many people that are opposing things like the Real ID Act and even SPP or the North American Union, the way they go about doing it is reaching out to the 70% of the public that to support these kind of things by using scare tactics. In other words, if you go along with the Real ID Act, you are supporting fascism, tyranny, a one-world government, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I'm not saying that some or all of that isn't true, but what I'm suggesting is 70% of the American public, when you start talking about a one-world government, world order, things like, conspiracy theorist type of things, okay? Most of the American public turns or tunes out,
right.
Okay? They switch the channel, radio station, whatever.
Right.
Okay, now, doesn't mean that these things aren't true. It just means that most people in the public are not conspiracy theorists. They don't believe in black helicopters. They don't believe in shadow governments, etc.
Right.
Now, the only way you can really effectively reach out to those people is you've got to be able to show them why you cannot trust the government, the people in the government that are proponents of these programs, and the people in corporate America that are also proponents of these programs. And the way you do that is by giving not just anomalies of wrongdoing, but a pattern of wrongdoing. And that's what I bring to the table. What's central to all these programs, WHTI, TWIC, ePassport, SPP, North American Union, Real ID Act, all of them have one common denominator, and that's the use of biometrics. And as a person that was a confidant to many of the CEOs and chairmen of the board in that industry, I became aware of serious wrongdoing, okay? And what happened was I went back to the people in the industry that I was friends with, I had built relationships with over years, and I said I could no longer support the use of your technology or your industry because of what I have uncovered, okay? And most of the information I uncovered originally dealt with SEC issues, insider information, and things of that nature. Biometric companies, historically, all of them, just about since 9/11, have lost money every year. They thought that there would be a lot of money coming towards their industry as a result of 9/11. But when we went into Iraq, a lot of the money that was going to be put into Homeland Security and biometrics specifically went to the war effort, the war in Iraq. So these companies became more desperate. They had spent a lot of money on research and development and marketing. And I bring to the table hard evidence, irrefutable, in the form of recordings, emails, and other documents that were based on my relationship with these people in the biometric industry, where they actually talk about information being shared between CEOs, chairmen of the boards, and brokerage houses that wasn't given to other investors. So when I went back to the people in the biometric industry and I said, I can't support you any longer for these reasons, a number of the people, senior people in the biometric industry, came back to me and said, Mark, there's a lot more going on than what you know. And they told me about rigged testing. They told me about results being obtained that the companies knew were not real-life applicable, but were only could be obtained in laboratory or pristine settings. They told, I mean, they went on and on and on about wrongdoing in the biometric industry. Well, at that point, I couldn't keep quiet anymore. So I went to the federal government in 2005, took 9 months for them to review all the information I had. It's what attorneys have called massive and overwhelming, showing criminal and or civil wrongdoing. I turned the information over to the federal government. 9 months later, I received a letter telling me an investigation had been opened and asked me to keep it confidential. And I did for about a year and a half. And we got to 2007, and I watched as things like the Real ID Act, TWIC, ePassport, all these programs were moving forward. And I couldn't in good conscience keep the information I had private any longer. So I decided to go public. And what I do is I articulate the reasons we can't trust the people in procurement within our government, the people that run these agencies, and the people that run the biometric companies, as well as the technology itself. Now, I'm going to give you one example of what I'm talking about. In 2002, the TSA, at that time there was no Department of Homeland Security, they sponsored a test in conjunction with the Massachusetts Port Authority at Logan Airport. Logan Airport was one of the airports the terrorists used on 9/11. Now, with that test, the idea was to check how effective the use of facial recognition would be in airports, facial recognition technology. The company came out after the testing, two of the largest biometric companies in the United States, and said, we achieved 90% results, effective, highly effective. One of the chairmen of the board said, it was incredible by any standards, being the results we achieved. Certainly would make any passenger feel much safer. What he didn't tell you was that the testing was rigged. I have statements from senior people within this person's company, which is now known as L1 Identity Solutions, formerly known as Visage, that in fact the testing is what they call, not my words, bogus and false testing. They knew the results were not real. But yet they went on the record glorifying the results and insisting, telling the public they would feel much safer knowing this technology was used.
Right.
Years afterwards, through a Freedom of Information Act request, the truth came out. The actual results these companies achieved was less than 45%. Which means they reported 90. They couldn't even achieve half of what they said they could achieve in real-life applications.
Right.
Now, a lot of people don't oppose the Real ID Act, a lot of the 70%ers that are in favor of it, because we'll cover that in a minute.
Okay. Folks, we'll be back in a minute. We do have one caller holding Mark, so when we get back, we want to get to our caller as soon as we can. Okay. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, folks. And David from Missouri, hold on. We'll get to you right away.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Folks, you're listening to Peter Mac Show. It's about 23 after the hour. Boy, Mark, you've just given us a wealth of information here, but we do have one caller on the line, and let me encourage others that want to call in with their questions or comments. You can do so by calling 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. Let's go ahead with David from Missouri. David, you're on the Peter Mac Show.
Hi, I have two questions. One is, it's my understanding the state of Oklahoma has already passed a law saying they're not going along with this, and I'm just wondering if that's going to, you know, if they're going to be able to successfully resist the national government's push for this. Secondly, not to be a defeatist, but how much does the government really need to pass this through? I mean, we have people swiping their cards at grocery stores to save a nickel on groceries that inventories all their purchases. People use credit cards now to buy a pack of bubble gum because they think they're going to get rich with 1% back. Never mind, they're paying an outrageous interest rate for this illusory rebate. Gas cards, signing in and out of buildings you go into to see your, you know, attorney or CPA. I mean, all the government has to do is ask, and most of these companies gladly turn over their records, and if they resist, then they just get a subpoena.
Okay, let me address the issues that you raised, because number one, Actually, I was part of the Oklahoma effort to oppose the Real ID Act. I went down to Oklahoma. I was invited down there by Senator Randy Brogdon and others, and I basically covered the information that I'm covering on this show today. The only difference is I was able to allow them to listen to the recordings that I had of people in the biometric industry and also to review the documents, the emails, and other material I had. Only shortly after that, literally weeks, legislation was introduced in the Oklahoma legislature to oppose the Real ID Act. How effective is that? It's not effective. Here's the reason why. It is effective in terms of hoping that the public will pay attention and understand why their state, in this case Oklahoma, is opposing the Real ID Act. So in terms of hoping to inform the public or educate the public, it can be somewhat effective. In terms of actually opposing what the federal government wants to do or is doing, it's really not effective. What it's really going to take, and there's no way around this, is a repeal of the Real ID Act by the same people in the Senate that originally voted for it. Is it effective, though, to go state by state and have these states voice their objection? Yes, it is, in terms of having their beliefs on the record, but also in terms of helping to educate the public. But I want to address the other issue with you. And you're absolutely right, what you were saying about the willingness of people to compromise in order to save money. The state of Washington, their legislature had already voiced opposition to the Real ID Act. The governor of the state of Washington and the Department of Homeland Security went back to the residents of Washington and said, look, we're running way behind in terms of being able to provide passports. The law says you need a passport to go back and forth to Canada. We are going to allow you to use this new driver's license with RFID technology and biometrics because we can't get you the passport. But what a great deal it is for you Washington residents, because instead of having to pay $90 or so for the passport, which is what it would cost you, you can get your new state driver's license for only half that amount. Now, don't you want to change your mind and support this new driver's license? Yeah. And guess what? They did, and now they have it. And they're going to be using that driver's license in lieu of a passport. So you're right. Look, the real problem here is, and I make this point to a lot of people, some are guilty. There are real people out there, both in government and private industry, that don't give a rat's rear end about you or I or any other American. All they care about is either lining their own pockets or gaining control over people. Now, the use of biometric identification on an international scale is designed really not just to accumulate the information so they know more about you and I. The real purpose at the end of the day is going to be to control you and I, your ability, my ability to be able to buy and sell. You're going to need this new Real ID license just as you need your license today. If you want to open up a bank account, if you want to travel, all kinds of things that you would do normally, even today, in the course of doing business day to day, you use your driver's license. Well, your banks are going to be requiring what? A current valid driver's license after 2008 to open up banking accounts. So you're going to need that Real ID license. And what this does, it gives control to our government and other governments around the world over citizens in terms of their ability to buy and sell, transact business. Now, the Real ID Act, DHS, will tell you, if you don't have that Real ID driver's license, they tell you three things are going to happen. You won't be allowed to enter a federal building. You won't be allowed to enter a nuclear facility. And you won't be able to fly commercially.
And let me make a point about flying commercially after we get back from the break. So thank you for your call, David, and hold on if you have something more to say. But we'll be back here in just a couple minutes, folks.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. David, any more comments or questions? Okay, he's dropped off. Well, we've got another caller. I wanted to make this point, Mark, and then we do have another caller here from Tennessee we'll get to in just a moment. That's scary. There's a newspaper comes out called the Erickson Tribune, and it reported this. I'm just going to read a few paragraphs here, so bear with me, folks, because I think I can make a point here that backs up what Mark's been saying in a very concrete way. It goes like this, quote, Sister Glenn Anna McPhee traveled a lot as the Secretary of Education for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. It was an occupational routine that changed in October 2002 when she arrived to catch a flight at the Baltimore-Washington International Airport. After 3 failed attempts to get a boarding pass from the automated kiosk, a ticket agent offered to help her at his computer behind the counter. He looked at the screen, checked her license, and disappeared into a back room, leaving her waiting for an hour. He returned with 2 armed police officers who approached the nun from both sides. One officer stood with his hand on his gun while the other took his cell phone and began to do a serious security check on me, says McPhee, who now serves as the diocese chancellor for the Diocese of Oakland in California. McPhee missed that flight and 24 others over a 9-month period because her name mistakenly appeared on a terrorist watch list, part of the targeting system that the Department of Homeland Security component agencies like Customs and Border Protection and the Transportation Security Administration use to screen airline passengers. Now, my point here is that that may well have been a mistake, but even as a mistake, look how upsetting that was to her life. How do we know some bureaucrat doesn't like the point of view that you're expressing on a radio talk show, and somehow your name gets on that no-fly list?
Let me address that before we take the next question,
please.
Because that's a very good point that you bring up. With regard to the no-fly list, it takes 3 to 5 years, if you're lucky enough, to be able to get your name off that list if you were incorrectly put on it. With regard to the use of biometrics, and this is one of the things I'll be going to Washington to discuss with a number of U.S. senators and congressmen in the next 10 days. With regard to biometrics, I'm going to be able to cite, because of my relationship with the biometrics industry in the past, a number of examples where people have been wrongly, in other words, false matches, wrongly accused of being somebody other than who they say they are. So it's not just, you're right about the no-fly list. Can you imagine if you need this new Real ID driver's license and somebody says your fingerprints don't match the fingerprints in the system, therefore you're not who you say you are,
right.
And what happens is you can't look for a job, you can't open a bank account, you can't fly, you're not going to be able to do anything until the situation is rectified. Or I'll give you another example. What happens if we have something similar to Katrina, whether it's on that scale or not, and people, their birth certificates and other what we call to or refer to as source documents are destroyed, and now they need to go out and get work, apply for loans, whether it's from the government or anywhere else, FEMA, whoever, and they can't provide the source documents because they were lost in the tragedy to get a new Real ID driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another number of problems inherent with this Real ID Act that aren't even being discussed, but hopefully I'll have the opportunity to do that. I've had a number of U.S. senators and congressmen and their staff people agree to meet with me in Washington in about 10 days, and I'm going to be discussing this these issues as well as the issues that are normally discussed that relate to the First, Fourth, and Tenth Amendments. But with that, let's go ahead and take your next caller's question, and I'll be more than happy to answer.
Okay, very good, Mark. Okay, Gary from Tennessee, you're on the line. Go ahead, Gary.
Hello, Mark.
How are you, Gary?
Well, I don't know. I'm just sitting here thinking about this biometrics thing. You're the expert on it, and you ought to have the answer to my question. I hate to think that I got to go out and buy a blonde wig, a dress, and some nasty-looking red lipstick and dress up in drag like Giuliani to go out in public anymore. That's just too much. Maybe I ought to get one of those rubber bush masks and pull it over my head. But my question is this. Is there any way to defeat biometrics with some simple things as very large classes, what I'm talking about, basically.
No, I understand. I understand your question, and let me answer that because it's a very important question.
Wait a minute. Let me clarify the question for me. I'm not sure I understand.
The question is, can a person defeat the use of biometrics by doing certain things that would not allow the government or other people to be able to obtain your biometrics, or
okay,
can somebody use your biometrics in an unauthorized way?
Okay.
And the answer is yes. I can get your fingerprints with pieces of candy, the old gummy bears. I can take a gummy bear and lift your fingerprints. I can take a digital picture of your iris, and let's say you had iris biometrics used for access control. In order to enter a building, they scan your iris. Well, if I have a digital picture of your iris, I can take the picture and put it up in front of the scanner, and it will recognize that picture as being your iris.
Hmm.
But as far as what you're saying, dressing up and whatever isn't going to do you a lot of good. One of the things you're going to find out is when you go into your state DMV office to get this new driver's license, okay, you're going to be told to remove your glasses because optimally these technologies, biometrics, work best if you're not smiling, you're not allowed to talk, You're not allowed to have glasses on. You have to get as much of your hair, your head hair, out of your off your face as possible. You can't wear a hat. They're going to direct you to do all these things so they can get the best possible image of you. Mm-hmm. And that includes you're not going to be allowed to wear wigs and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So if I check the box that says male and I've got a dress and a wig and lipstick on, you think they're not going to get fooled for that?
No, I don't. But this is a real problem because even though we're somewhat joking about this issue, let's keep in mind that if I could get your biometrics, which are going to be stored in these databases all over the world that are connected, if I can get your biometrics and I was less than an honest person, if I disagreed with you about something of importance, I could take your fingerprints and put them at a crime scene, and as far as anybody would know, you were at that crime scene, even if in fact you weren't.
That goes as well as DNA.
That's right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the one thing about biometrics, and for that matter DNA, is unlike when there's identity theft with your credit cards and checking account information, you can go out and get new credit cards, a new checking account, whatever. You cannot go out and get new biometrics. Mm-hmm. Your fingerprints, your facial recognition scan, your iris scan are with you until the day you die.
Mm-hmm. I would like to see someone with your expertise to come out with a website on how to screw with this biometrics thing.
Well, here's the thing. We have to understand and appreciate that the people that are proposing or are proponents of all these technologies and the creation of these databases, okay, they are doing this in the name of security. And that's why most of the American public is buying into it. They believe if you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about. But as I alluded to earlier, I am going to be citing with senators and congressmen a number of examples of where people were doing nothing wrong and a false match or a false positive was recorded. Mm-hmm. In other words, the technology didn't work as it was supposed to. Mm-hmm. And when you have that situation, along with the manufacturers or the people that produce this technology, use it, implement it, that are dishonest, okay, they lie about the effectiveness of it, you can see why all Americans ought to be concerned about the use of this technology.
I have one more quick question.
Yeah, go right ahead.
If one were to object on religious lines, obviously the mark of the beast thing, and the, I don't know, various amendments in the Bill of Rights, et cetera, and brought suit against them, would that be entertained in court, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. But here's the problem with that, and this is why I object to a lot of the people that are running around opposing the Real ID Act. When they talk about opposition to the Real ID Act, if we think that going into the courts is going to resolve the situation, let me tell you this. Even if we got a favorable ruling, and at some point the Real ID Act was ruled unconstitutional or parts of it, the databases and the enrollment process will have already have taken place. And once these databases exist with this biometric information and other information about you and I don't care what the courts rule down the road. It's kind of like your email. You can never really get rid of email. It's on a server somewhere, even if you've deleted it from your computer. Well, even if the courts rule down the road that the Real ID Act is unconstitutional, once the databases are created and the information's in there, that information's in there for eternity. You're not going to be able to delete it, just like you can't delete emails.
Well, you just might be able to tell these people that want to obtain your biometrics that they do so under the penalty of death. That's all I got to say.
Well, here's the problem we really have. The American public is responsible for what's going on here. There are officials in our government and officials with these corporations that are to blame for these things, but we each have a responsibility to protect our civil liberties. Mm-hmm. Our forefathers, people like Patrick Henry and others, okay, the talk about give me liberty or give me death, they expected that we would never become as apathetic as we have.
When you only
have 15% of the American public that votes in local elections and less than 50% national, the American public has become so concerned about their own lives, and I understand that, paying their own bills, etc., that a lot of what the government has done has been allowed to happen because the American public and even some of our representatives have been asleep at the wheel. And if we continue to allow this, we are going to end up in a society where the only way to define us will be tyranny, the people that run our society, our leaders. We will have no control as citizens. Our states will have no sovereignty. Everything will be in the hands of the federal government, and for that matter, the governments around the world. So we don't have time to wait for the Real ID Act to be implemented before we act. We have to stop the actual implementation and the actual creation of these databases. Now, I am going to Washington, as I said, in 10 days, with information that I turned over to the government 2 years ago. This information has never been made public before. I honored a confidentiality with the government when I turned over that information. I would not speak publicly about what I am today. Now, I have obviously broken that confidentiality agreement. I did so going back about 5 months ago because I feel our civil liberties are more important than me honoring any confidentiality agreement. But here's the point. When I go to Washington and I meet with these senators and congressmen, if they don't believe that the public really cares about this, it'll be very easy for them to dismiss me. But the one ace in the hole that we have on our side is I do have media connections that are ready to run with the evidence that I provided the government to help inform the public about what is going on. But I got to tell you, the American public, we do have a responsibility, and if we don't start getting involved, by the time we think we should, it's going to already be too late.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your generosity and time, and I hope you found the questions provocative, and we interject a little bit of humor into this.
Well, humor's a good thing. I agree with you.
We need some humor.
I am almost begging, insisting, especially with Christians that make up 80% of our country, that they wake up. They contact their pastors, that everybody, not just Christians, Jews, I don't care if you're Buddhist, Hindu, whatever, contact your elected leaders at the state and the federal level. Voice your opposition to the Real ID Act. Use my name. I'll give you my phone number. Let me give my phone number right now to people that have an interest in contacting me, want to learn more, or maybe they just want to help because... Believe me, I've gone through hundreds of thousands of dollars of my own money. Other people are putting up thousands of dollars of their money. It takes a lot of money to fight these battles.
Boy,
my phone number is area code 816-401-7615. 816-401-7615.
You
can reach me
like
by
this?
Phone. You can leave a message if I'm not able to answer. Or you can contact me by email at StopRealID, that's one word, StopRealID, at AOL.com. So you can reach me by phone or by email, and I'll be more than happy to respond to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for your call. Wow. Well, you've really given us a lot of information, Mark. This has been so informative. On the one hand, the fact that you have this information at your disposal that you're going to share with these senators and so forth in a week or 10 days, and that you have access to media channels that will publicize the information is very, very powerful. And I just hope the listeners to this show and others will get behind you and support you in whatever way you can, and I will. If you can think of something else I can do besides, you know, this kind of show and so forth, I will be glad to do it because we have to stop it. I would just say, Mark, you know, I don't oppose technology such as biometrics and stuff per se. I mean, if a company wants to use biometric technology for its employees' entrance, exiting from a building or what have you, that's a private use. And if they want to use it that way and you feel comfortable as an employee being a part of that, then there's nothing wrong with that. Where my opposition comes in is, you know, of course, to the Real ID Act, because it's a government system which is outside of their scope of jurisdiction, certainly outside the federal jurisdiction. And I think even the states are running afoul of their law by collecting this data and making this huge network. We've got another caller, Mark. Let's go ahead and try to squeeze him in. We got BJ from Missouri on the line.
Hello?
BJ, go ahead,
how
BJ.
How are you, BJ?
CJ.
CJ.
CJ,
excuse me.
I'm sorry.
How are you doing?
Yes, sir, it's fine. Thank you for taking my call. I'm strongly opposed to this Real ID Act. In fact, I have called my senators and representatives, and I have expressed my opinions to be, to oppose this vehemently. My
CJ, I've got to ask you, excuse me, to hold on through the break, okay?
Surely.
And we'll pick you up right after the break. Thank you very much. We'll be back, folks. Just hang with us. You're listening to Peter Mac Show, and we'll be back.
Employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
CJ on the line. So, CJ, go ahead. Sorry to have to cut you off, but...
No problem. My question is this. I fly internationally for a very large airline, and I fly out of the country, out of New York, on a regular basis. Now, will international flight crew, or domestic flight crew for that matter, have to have this Real ID in order to commute to work and to go to work?
In terms of, are you talking about air travel?
Yes. Commute to work, you know, in uniform, to commute to New York to go to work, and then work.
Well, the bottom line is, you would need the real ID driver's license just as you use your current driver's license now. For all the same reasons that you would have to provide your license today, you would have to provide it under the Real ID Act and more.
But if she works for an airline and she doesn't produce her driver's license but some other kind of identification, will she have to produce the driver's license? Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. The law is very clear. In order to fly commercially, I don't care if you're an employee of the airline or regardless, you're going to have this driver's license.
Because when I commute to work, I wear my uniform and I clip my ID on my dress underneath my chin.
Right.
With photograph, name, et cetera.
Right.
And so I would have to have this. Now, I consider this, for all intents and purposes, to be the mark of the beast, and I am strongly opposed to this for religious reasons.
Right. You should be, in my belief.
Yes. I'm vehemently opposed to it. My family's been in this country 382 years. They came on the Mayflower, and one of my ancestors
was
first governor of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, so I'm a flaming, very strong patriot.
That's fantastic, C.J.
It is. CJ. Here's the thing, though. As I go around the country and I speak with groups and other people, when I present the information, matter of fact, I just had this happen in Missouri. I spoke to a large group in the Ozarks. People get outraged. I actually play the tapes, produce the documents for them. They get outraged. But you know what? A week, 2 weeks later, it's just not the most important thing in their lives because they really don't understand or appreciate the larger implications of not just the Real ID Act, but all these programs that are designed to control us by having us enroll in these identification systems that are actually, they're international databases. That's what they are.
Regulations of slavery.
But, you know, I put out my phone number. I put out my email address. I'll give them one more time. Area code 816-401-7615. Stop Real ID, one word, stopRealID@AOL.com. And you know what? I get very few return calls. Very few people step forward and say, I will do whatever I can to help you. What can I do?
Mark, let me interject quickly. I know we're
going to go right ahead.
And CJ, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate you listening to the program.
Thank you very much.
Can you come on again after you make your trip to Washington and report on what happened?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure, Peter.
All right. Well, we'll do a show. We'll get in touch and we'll arrange one convenient for you. I just wanted to see if we could do some follow-up, and maybe based upon that, we can enlist the aid of some more people here in contacting us. We're out of time, folks. Thank you very much for listening. Mark, I wish you the best. Again, if I can help in some way, give me a call. You know how to contact me, and we'll look forward to you having some real impact on the senators and representatives in Washington, because they serve us.
Thank you, Peter, and thank you to your listeners, and I hope they contact me.
Okay. See you next week, folks.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado,